So it was just a little harassment between the two schools until the white kids learned that you could sit anywhere, and if you sit next to them, hey, I don't care, I'm not going to rub off. You're not going to turn black, and I'm not going to turn white, you know. But they didn't realize, I don't know, segregation is a trick sometimes. They didn't realize that you were not going to, you could touch me and I wouldn't rub off on you. Every time we'd sit down, they'd pop off, you know, it's like jumping jacks. They just didn't want to sit next to them. Well, that's good, my friend could sit next to me, you know. It was weird and stupid, but the screens divided.
You looked at it the right way, I guess.
No.
And they were looking at it wrong.
You know, the way I went to a parochial school all my life, and I had white teachers all my life. I associated with other parochial white schools, you know, parochial schools that were white. So I knew other white kids, but they were not my friends. I knew them because we were in the same organization, but they were the white counterpart, I was the black counterpart. That was it. You know, and I was in my own world, so they really didn't interest me. You know, I had done just about everything any white kid did at my age and time. I had a good time when I was coming up. I wasn't deprived of anything. But then, of course, I was considered middle class, see? I went to parochial school. Everybody didn't go to parochial school because you had to pay tuition. So that meant you were better than the next guy. Okay, here comes this better than situation again. Okay, I went to Xavier Prep. Blacks could not go to white Catholic high schools here in the city. So what do? You build your own, right? There were three black high schools, Catholic high schools in this city.
Xavier
Prep, which was coeducational. There, and it was run by the Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament. Okay, which was an all-white community. Then there was St. Augustine's, which was built in 1950.
But this was this was a school for black kids?
Yeah, in Irish Channel. Okay? So blacks all over the city had to come in, right? It was stupid. Okay, then you had St. Augustine's. It's weird. Why would you put an all-black school in a white district? Basically white district. Of course, then they started mixing in eventually, yeah. But that's where it was, okay? Then you had St. Augustine, which was only built in 1950. It was the all-black boy high school. Then you had St. Mary's Academy. That was by the Josephites, by the way. Then you had St. Mary's Academy, which was the all-black girl high school in the city. And that was run by the Sisters of the Holy Family. That was the only three black Catholic high schools black Catholics could go to. Or you went to the public schools. Now, which weren't bad, you know, I guess. I don't know. I've never been to a public school. The only public school I've ever been to was Southern. Southern University. I took a couple of courses there. So that's the only public school I know.
Gilbert is private.
It was at that time, or if you want to consider it public now. Okay, consider it a public. I'm saying now, since within these 31 years, that's the church on the corner. And until 1963, when I entered Dillard, I had never been to a public school. Dillard was the first public school I had ever been to. If you want to call it public. Okay. So, it's really hard. I've lived a very sheltered life.
Well, some
middle class.
Some of the other parts of this.
Hey, I'll say break, and I got a Caribbean break. And we're going to jump them down.
Clear it and play ball there, but we had neighborhood parks and playgrounds.